us. Yes, because actually ignorance precedes wisdom. Mm. So you have to be ignorant before you are wise.
So at some point, it can actually happen to any man. It happened to my dad.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to LifePod with C. I am delighted to have you with me today.
Yo guys, welcome along to yet another amazing episode on LifePod with C. It's always a delight hanging out with you, my super duper amazing, wonderful, distinguished listeners. I am always glad to hang out with you guys here on the pod. This month of March at LifePod, we are considering the team reflections, and today the topic we are looking at is the blessedness of stillness. The concept of stillness is something that is strange to the average human being. In fact, I don't think out of 10 people, we have up to 3 people who practice stillness. And yet, stillness is such a very intricate part of human existence. Very important, I tell you. It was quite a challenge preparing for this episode, to be honest, because being still isn't the most popular thing. Every average human is a control freak, and that innate desire for control would likely rob us of this gift of staying still. But I'm going to start off with stating what stillness isn't, and then we're going to go into the other parts of this episode. But before I go on, I'm going to give credit to this article I found online written by Emma Lennon. It's titled "The Importance of Stillness: Why It's Imperative to Make Time to Do Nothing." And let me just state this very interesting fact. I never saw this article when we came up with the concept of this topic, the blessedness of stillness. I never saw this article, so it's almost as if it's a coincidence, you know. So, but yeah, I just needed to state that. That is the article, like I said, again, the article is "The Importance of Stillness, Why It's Imperative to Make Time to Do Nothing." It's by Emma Lennon. Now, I'm going to start off with what stillness isn't. Number one, stillness is not chilling, whatever chilling is to you. Chilling to some people is going out and hanging out with friends. Stillness is not being on your phone. Some people, that is how they relax. That's how they rest. They rest by, you know, surfing the internet, jumping from one social media app to the other, you know, switching from one social media app to the other, and so on and so forth. Sitting still is not watching TV, or staying still, or the state of stillness is not sitting down to watch TV or any other activity in that line. Now, having stated what stillness isn't, I'm not going to go ahead to let you in on what stillness really is. Being still is to be at rest, relinquishing control, removing your mind from a particular thing, and just being blank and doing nothing, absolutely nothing. Now that is what stillness is. That's what stillness is. Now I'm going to further break down some characteristics of what stillness is and how it's important to us and why we should practice it. First one is this: stillness is profoundly productive for the human brain. The idea of stillness is doing nothing. The idea of stillness as doing nothing is a bit of a misnomer that ignores the critical importance of taking time to recharge. We all have a limited amount of mental capacity and energy to achieve everything we want to do in a day. Spending every waking moment doing is like constantly withdrawing from your bank without depositing anything back in it. I'm going to say that again. Spending every waking moment doing is like constantly withdrawing from your bank account, you know, your bank, you know, your account in the bank, without depositing anything into that same bank account. That is what being active every time means. Now, I'm going to pause here and ask you a question. Why do you think that some people would take some time, what they call time off, vacation, break, holidays, and so on and so forth? Why do you think there are those times in between our work schedule? Why do you think that is? I'm going to leave you to answer that question. Eventually, if you continue life like this, that is, if you continue to do, you continue to work, you continue to exert yourself, this can lead to hitting a wall and seeing your productivity nosedive. Now, what has happened at this point is that you have continued to give and there has not been any channel through which anything, any resource or anything at all have been able to come into that entity called you, yourself. Embracing a lack of conscious mental activity, that is being still, can also be a creativity and innovation superpower. While most of us avoid stillness because we feel it's boring, it actually turns out that boredom is beneficial for your brain to function. Now, I want you to understand what boredom does to your brain sometimes. When you are bored, this is what happens to your brain. Your brain relaxes and the prefrontal cortex, that's the part of your brain that's responsible with processing moment-to-moment input from your surroundings, that part of your brain goes into autopilot. This part of the brain is responsible for planning, memory, and attention, but it also filters out thoughts and ideas deemed less useful. Now, at this point, creativity comes into play. That is when we allow the mind to be quiet so that fresh ideas can come in to fill that space. This explains why we often have our best ideas in the shower or when we are stuck in traffic at that point when you're not doing anything, you're idle at the time, or you're waiting in line at the grocery store. So if I were you, I would pay more attention to being still at some point. Now, another point with regards to stillness, you know, the importance or the blessedness of stillness is that stillness is a foundation for mindfulness. Now, facing our internal world head on helps us become more mindful in the present moment. A significant challenge for people starting a mindfulness practice is the internal resistance to sitting still without external distractions. Now, I tried it once and I slept off. Many people actually believe that stillness is a bad thing. That is why sometimes they will consciously fight being still, because they actually believe stillness to be a bad thing. Everybody wants to see that you are busy. Everybody wants to see that you're working. Now, mindfulness is a doorway into an alert, calm mental state where you can ask yourself profound, meaningful questions about your inner world. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is a state of awareness. Self-awareness, mindfulness, that is what stillness does for you. And lastly, stillness is how humans are meant to live. The fact that sitting still is comfortable, anxiety-inducing, and sometimes even painful is a sad commentary on how far removed we are from our natural states of living. We are called human beings, not human doings, for a reason. We gain a critical perspective on the world when we pause and come up for air amid our frantic lifestyles. Now, what I want you to understand about stillness is when you are at the place of stillness, your point of view becomes broader because everything in you is relaxed. I believe you're getting my point. We can see the bigger picture devise solutions to challenges, give attention to suppressed worries and emotions, and allow the subconscious mind to be creative and free-flowing. Feeling bored is nothing to fear. It often simply means we are slightly less stimulated or engaged than usual. While this can be a sign that we need to find more meaning or passion in our activities, it can also be a way of entering a mental hibernation where your reserves replenish and your neural connections repair and reorganize themselves. Breaking free of the myth that you must earn the right to rest isn't easy, but the journey is worth it. Deep, true rest is an inherent need we all share, regardless of our schedules. There is need for true rest. Now, finding a balance between your busy schedule and the need to rest could be the key to finding more joy in your life. It could also be the key for enjoying meaningful relationships with others and even yourself, and calming your nervous system and even improving your physical health. So this is something you want to actually take into consideration, because most times you tend to get lost in the whole process of getting busy, getting to get things done, you know, just jumping at tasks and trying to cross off your to-do list, trying to cross things off, trying to get all your bucket list sorted out and all of that. Most times in the rush to get these things done, you lose out on other things. So you want to be able to find a way to find a correct balance between your productive life and the obvious need for you to rest. And so I put this out to you today. Find time in between to rest. I have said everything I've said, but there's also a part that I also need to touch, and that is the spiritual implication of stillness. And there's no better way to put this than how Pastor Oju put it. I don't know if I got his name correct, if I got the pronunciation of his name correct. If I didn't, I am so, so sorry. But he put out a post on Instagram, and that is one of the major things that inspired this episode. He said, "You have mastered the art of life when you've learned to succeed from the place of silence. When you know your strength is to sit still, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. When you allow God to hide you in his quiver and cover you in the shadow of his hands, yet your fame spreads without any conscious effort on your part." So the spiritual implication, I can say, is the act of staying still is a way of exercising your faith in the one that has told you, "I will take care of you." Now, this is not in any way encouraging laziness or complacency, but it is that call to actually take time to trust in the one who has called you. And so we can now see that this concept or this idea of staying still or being still is such an important part of human living, because like the article said, we were not called human doings, but we were called human beings for a reason. And if we track back, you will remember at some point where I said that being still is a way of rejuvenating. But if you continue to work, it is likened to you going to your bank account, constantly withdrawing from your bank account without making any deposit. Because it eventually gets to that point where when you get to the bank officers or the bank official there will tell you, "Oh, sir, I'm sorry, but the account you're trying to draw from has no balance." or whatever the English is. So how about you make some time to make some deposits into yourself? That is why we have retreats. That's how you have personal retreats, especially for pastors. I don't know how pastors do it, but Sunday in, Sunday out, week in, week out, they are constantly churning out messages, you know, and we expect them to be on their A game Sunday in, Sunday out. So it's really important, pastors, parents, leaders, and even every other person, make some time for yourself. Make some time to rest. Make some time to rejuvenate. Take some time to be still. Doing nothing is a way of doing something. It's just like how you say less is more. If you want to enjoy a quality life, find a way to create a balance between your very busy schedule and the need for you to rest. All right, guys, that's where I'm going to be stopping today. If you have any questions, if you need to reach out to us, please follow us on our Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. Great things are happening there. I mean, that's where we have all our conversations. Go to Instagram, send in your questions there. You can shoot us a DM, or you can just comment under this post, under the post about this episode, and let's just go ahead and have our conversation. Also, if you want to join our community, we just launched our community recently, our online community. Just go ahead and click the link in our Instagram bio and follow the link. It will take you straight to our community. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where I'll be stopping. Until I come your way again, have an amazing life. Peace. I am sure you enjoyed that episode, didn't you? Now go ahead and share this link with your friends and loved ones. Also, why not join me on Instagram and Facebook at LifePod with C, and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. That is LifePod with C on Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as well. Have a fabulous week ahead.